have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I know he's the same. Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. Thank you so much for joining us on this evening. What a blessing and a privilege it is to be with you on today. Well, as we all know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to send a shout out to all of you, the listeners listening in on today. We want to send a shout out to our very own producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, who is our CEO of Elation Radio, and to our special guest on today, Fatima Muhammad. May God bless you all, and may he continue to reign supreme on the podcast. Well, listen, as we said, this is another day. We've made it through to Wednesday, and God is good to each and every one of us. I want to share with you, for those of you listening in, what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. Wherever you worship, God is good. We want to say thank you for listening in. That is what Just For You is all about. Now listen, many of you know this month is Women's Month. It is Women's Her Story Month, right? And I want to start off with a wonderful quote before we pray, right? This quote is a very wonderful quote that it was given by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And it says this: women belong in all places where decisions are being made. It shouldn't be that women are the exception. Again, that was a quote by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I want to let's go forward in prayer for those of you listening in. Thank you again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to be here on the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. Bless each listener listening in, whether live or either on the replay. We thank you for all that is to take place. We thank you for the opportunity to have your word and for our special guest. We ask that you bless them immensely. Thank you for all that you're doing, all that you will do. Bless each listener. You know the needs. You know what's on their hearts, their minds. Take care of every situation. Forgive us all of our sins as we forgive others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you again. As we stated, you know that we do a short exhortation before our interview. I want to share with you today, as we're approaching and talking about the women in Women's Month, that everything began somewhere. We're going to cover the book first chapter of Genesis. We're going to take the excerpt and take it and relate it to our lives, that we can all see what is important and how it is important that it affects us in a various and different way. All right? It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. I need you to pay attention to this because this is very critical for all of our lives. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seed. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed being fruitful and multiply, fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and the beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over the all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing hallelujah, that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Listen, I need you to understand that before we ever existed, he spoke life into everything that we heard. He gave us everything that we needed to remain in his presence, to be healthy, to be strong, to be everything. And it was awesome. I want you to know that it is well. And I do want you to know that all things work together for good to those who love them and are the call. Listen, we have so many things that are in store. And we have so many things that work accordingly. I am so glad. I am interested in making sure that you understand the importance of what he created. Our guest today is one that is going to, what help means and what has been given to her and the beauty of the plan he's giving her for lifestyles that we can be healthy, right? In fact, it's called Be Well Cafe STL. Our guest today is Fatima Mohammed, and she will be talking to us today about the Be Well Cafe. Without further ado, I'd like to give you our special guest, introduced to some and present to others, none other than Fatima Mohammed. God bless you on today. Are you there? All righty. We'll just wait and see if the producer can bring her in. Are you there? I am hearing something, but I'm not sure. All right. She says she's there. Let's get her on. I'm so glad that you are here. We want to make sure that we give you this opportunity to share this vision. Thank you for joining us on today. All right, I'm not sure why we can't hear on mute, but we will definitely make sure that we do. Okay, there you are. How are you?
I am well, Michelle. Thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful, inspiring introduction. And again, well, I am Fatima Mohammed.
Fatima Mohammed. Amen. Thank you so much. Share with us about this beautiful vision of Be Well Cafe STL. Talk to us about how you were inspired to create this.
Well, it's actually titled Be Well Cafe, and it's an eat and drink boutique. And the inspiration came from several different entities. First of all, I am a serial social entrepreneur, and I've owned four businesses over the last four decades. I know I'm telling my age a little bit, but that's okay because a lot is so good. But I retired and closed all of my businesses. And I purposely purchased a retirement home in the Hyde Park neighborhood, which is in North St. Louis. And from that, my community spoke to me and said, you know, you said when you retired, you would really get involved in the community. And so with that being said, I wanted to be sure to be true to my word. I began holding listening sessions throughout the community and beyond, because there's lack throughout the entire city of St. Louis for Black and brown people. It's just not on the north side, because we live all over the St. Louis metropolitan area. But the needs echoed from all sides of the city, that entrepreneurs needed to be supported. They needed to be celebrated. They needed a space that spoke to their culture. And there was a lack of healthy, wholesome foods. I don't even like to use the term food desert, because deserts are set up naturally. What has happened in our communities was done by the design. So it is more of a food apartheid situation. And I realized that I have become one of them, meaning I like to eat fresh, wholesome foods. I like to be able to know where my food comes from. But I found that I was jumping in my car and driving to places 10, 15 miles away in order for me to get the type of food that I wanted. And I thought, well, that doesn't seem fair. What about for people that don't have the ability to jump on a bus or to jump in a car? They are left shopping at local stores and are filling stations, meaning neighborhood stores, that really have everything except healthy, fresh fruits, produce, dairy. They are filled with cigarettes, candy, processed foods, beer, alcohol. You might find a banana on occasion. And so listening to my community and finding a commercial space that would allow us to do all of the things that I heard the community needed, I became boots on the ground and just went to my creator and said, okay, I'm the vessel. My name, Fatima, means community, support, love. So I knew that I would be guided at every step of the way I was. If I decided I wanted to tune it a little bit and change the vibration, the creator would just reel me back in. No, Fatima, this is the direction I want you to go. And when I followed in his direction, the path was super smooth. If I veered off of that direction, it became a little hard. So I just have to be real candid and say, it is not my vision. The vision is of the people. Allah has put me here to fulfill that vision, because we don't live in a ghost world. Everything that we desire comes through a man or a woman. And so that's been my charge, is to just be the vessel. And I'm so humbled and so thankful that I was chosen for this task. And I have just been moving in that vibration.
I love it. I love it. So talk to us about the business itself. I know that you are preparing for it. And I love your Facebook page. I would love for those that could to, we put a little excerpt on the intro for social media. But talk to us about the plans for what you plan to do after you found all of these interesting facts out, and the plans that you have for the business and how it will bless the community overall.
Well, the actual cafe of this year, but there are several programs that go along with the Be Well Cafe, because we are a social enterprise. Our mission is to empower, create opportunities, and make a social impact. And we do that by bringing food artisans and businesses together. So the Be Well Cafe has, again, several programs. And one of those is the Culinary Incubator. The Culinary Incubator is designed to provide small food businesses, food truck operators, restaurateurs, ghost kitchens, mom and pops that are cooking out of their kitchen. It affords them the opportunity to work in a certified kitchen space, thereby allowing them to level up their business. It is also an artisan boutique and bodega, and there we celebrate our local artisans and their culture. They're able to utilize space in the bodega. to showcase and sell the products so that when they are not on the road attending trade shows or other markets, that they are able to direct their customers to the Be Well Cafe, Eat and Drink Boutique, and purchase their merchandise. We're also a farmer's market. And the farmer's market actually starts on May the 24th. And all of these programs are operated at our location at 2027 Salisbury, Lewis, Missouri, 63107. Our farmer's market is open on Wednesdays from 3 to 7 p.m., and it has a holistic spin. By that, I mean we feed the mind, the body, and the soul. So there is a spot for you to pick up fresh, wholesome produce, and all of our produce is locally grown and grown by sustainable farmers and our growers. There is also a coffee, tea, smoothies. There are baked goods that are gluten-free or vegan prepared meals. We will service the full gamut of people. You'll find everything there that will feed the mind, body, and soul. There is a children's entrepreneurial section at the farmers marketplace and bazaar. Again, the artisans set up and sell their wares. There's entertainment. There are all different types of health activities and food demonstrations. And so the whole focus is for you to be well holistically and to learn more about products that maybe, you know, we are not familiar with or we've heard of them and don't know exactly how to pair them. Well, guess what? There are food demonstrations that will be at the site as well. The co-working space will be for culinary entrepreneurs. That is, maybe you are a caterer, but you don't need a full brick and mortar for an office, or maybe you just need an office to hold meetings. Maybe you are an artisan that makes bread, or your specialties are desserts. And so, again, in order to level up your business and actually sell to the public, you will need to operate out of a commercial space. So it is a very well-rounded, and I like to say compound for lack of a better word, but it's also feeling and feeding on the community's synergy. And so it is all about culture and supporting Black and Brown creatives and food entrepreneurs.
I love it. And you know what? It is such a blessing and a gift to be entrusted with such a vision that you have. And I'm telling you, it is exciting to hear about it. And I know the community will embrace it because this is what we need. We often talk about health and wealth and all of these things. And this is an excellent way for the community to be contacting you for their healthcare needs. Now, I heard you mention about the culinary, all of that. Did I hear you mention anything? Will you be carrying any natural supplements, things of that nature, or primarily the food items as well?
Well, as it relates to the bodega, there will be a host of different products. There will be bath and beauty products. There will be jewelry. There will be some clothing. It will be a host, which will host a lot of different things. Now, we are hoping to have an herbalist that has vended with us in the market before, and she has some tremendous products that will be available. We will also have some things there that we will purchase from a supplier just based on the needs or the request from customers that we've talked with over the last 3 years, because this is our third year going into the farmers market. While our building was under renovation, we wanted to make sure that the community felt the excitement that was coming, and hence is the farmers market where they got to meet the farmers that will be producing the foods that will be sold in the Be Well Cafe Bottega and the food preparation from local food growers as well.
awesome. I love it. And I'm sure, as I said, the community will love it as well. I really, really thank you so much for being on and sharing the vision, sharing what you're doing. Would you please provide the listening audience what the best way to contact you and find out more information about Be Well Cafe?
Absolutely. The Be Well Cafe website is BEWELLCAFE.org. Email address is BEWELLCAFESTL@gmail.com. And my direct phone number is 314-283-9424. And you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Both are under Be Well Cafe or Be Well Cafe STL.
Awesome. And would you one more time for the person that didn't have a pen, didn't have that, and while they're writing this down, the grand opening date again, that they can follow you as well on Facebook and to note it on their calendar.
Absolutely. The grand opening for the Farmers Market will be on Wednesday, May the 24th. That will be from 3 to 7 p.m. The cafe has, we're still waiting on a definite date because we're still fine-tuning the interior. But again, the Farmers Market will open on Wednesday, May the 24th at 3 p.m.
I love it. We want to thank you so very, very much for being on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright. I am excited to hear about all the great things that you're doing, all the different entities that will be a part of the Be Well Cafe. And it's right here in the St. Louis area. Listen, listeners, those of you that are listening in, this is a huge blessing for our community. We want you to contact Miss Fatima. How is the first name Fatima or Fatima? Is that right?
No, it's no, ma'am. It's Fatima.
Fatima.
Yes.
All
ma'am.
Right.
Fatima. Thank you for asking.
Yes, well, because I'm Michelle with one L, and I understand, and I thank you. And you know where I got off wrong for the Be Well Cafe STL because I was emailing you. So I apologize for that. But it is Be Well Cafe, and I thank you so very, very much for being on today, and we're looking forward to bringing you back to find more information out about the Be Well Cafe.
Well, Michelle, again, thank you so very much for reaching out. It has been my pleasure sharing my information and a little bit about my story, and I look forward to folks coming and supporting us and our vendors and entrepreneurs. And even if you just follow us on Facebook or Instagram, if you're not in the St. Louis area, show your love and show us some support. I appreciate the opportunity. And to you and all of your guests, please continue to be safe and be well.
And before I let you go, I want you to leave this listening audience with something encouraging. I know we started off with a quote today, but if you could encourage someone, in whether it's to be healthy or whether it is for them to live their dream, would you leave us with a closing nugget before you go?
Absolutely. I'll do my very best. I would just like to share with everyone that your dream, your inspiration, your contemplation belongs to you. No one can take it from you. They can't duplicate it. The only holdback we have is ourselves. So step out of your own self's way and let the universe lead you. Trust the universe lead you. And that is in business, in life, in love, whatever it is. Trust and let the universe lead you.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for being on, and we will definitely look forward to being in contact with you in the future. Have a very blessed and beautiful day.
Thank you, sis. Thank you again. Have a great day.
Well, peace to you. I just want to say to you all, listen, one of the facts that we heard today is, like our sister said, it's not a desert, but being able to have wholesome food is important to the body. We recognize there are a lot of diseases, a lot of things that take place because of different things we put in our body that we don't even know what's in it. I encourage you, this year, I know we've already gotten to the month of March, but let us all have a wise mind mentality to watch what we take in and watch how our bodies function. And here's one thing we know, even in Genesis, the Lord began to show us that those things that he created were for our good. I know a lot of people say, I don't eat vegetables. I don't eat salads. I don't eat this. I don't eat that. But the things that are healthy for our bodies maintain life for us as long as God would allow. So I want us to keep in mind how to take care of our temples. And there may be things that we are all going through, pressing through, processing, but the important part is to be good to yourself, because God has been good to us, and he's given us all these things to live and live abundantly. And it incurs with us taking in and taking on our responsibility. Our special guest shared that whatever it is, be good to yourself, but also understand you're in control of that vision. God gives it to you, but it's up to you to go ahead and pursue it. So with that being said, I want to share with you how important it is to live a good life. And when I say good, the things that you can do to help you. I want you this week to have a special challenge for yourself. The things that you've written down that you want to accomplish in this year, I want you to look it over and begin the process. Don't begin and say, well, you know, I don't know if I can do it, this, that, and the other. We all are going to be accountable for the gifts that have been given to us and how we use them. Did we use them for the good? Did we lay them on the shelf? Did we say we could do more? Because it's important to live it out. Did you know that someone's waiting on you for what you have on the inside of you? Let's think about that. Before we had a president of these United States, no matter what year it was, our country needed leadership. Whether we liked the leader or not, that leader would be accountable for the entire United States of America. In your life of faith or worship, your leader was designed to lead and guide you. In your health, you may have chosen a doctor out of the book, but they are accountable for your health from the medical aspect. You are accountable for maintaining your health. But whatever it is that you've been given to do, I encourage you to look at it, pursue it, and seek guidance on the best way to accomplish it. God is watching us all, and he knows exactly what to do. He knows how to do it, when to do it, and where to do it, if we will heed and listen. Here's another thing I want you to do. Not only look at your list, begin to pursue. If it's one thing at a time, don't overwhelm yourself with more than you can handle. Take the opportunity and the time to make sure you're not overwhelmed, but that you can complete it. That production in your life leads you to greater things. Accomplishing something not only gives you gratitude, but it gives you an ability to pursue something else. So take the time. I want you to know that not only do that, but find an accountability partner. I'm sure most that are in business understand you can be solo bolo, but the most successful people that are doing what they do, especially in Women's Month, we will find more people saying, hey, sis, I'm here to help you. Why? Because you cannot do it alone. You want to be able to have others share in your vision and dream. It's called collaboration. Did you hear our guest? It wasn't a solo bolo operation. Why? Because we need community. We need others. We need someone to understand and to support the dream. So therefore, we want to also support others. All right? So this week, look at your list. Pursue, accomplish. Look at your list, pursue, and accomplish at least one thing on that list that you can be more productive. And I promise you, things will be well if you continue to do that. It's important to produce in this life. It's important to give your best and to do what you can do to accomplish. If you have children, they're watching. And how we produce helps them to produce in life. Everyone has an accountability to someone. That's a fact. So I want you to take that, use it, be a part of the process and plans of your life by doing what you can do. Very excellent information from our guests. We want you to pursue health, making sure you're looking at things. And, oh, yeah, this just dropped in my spirit. I want to share with you, know the best way and the best alternative for you. All things don't always work the way you want them to. Be open to change and be open to give what you need to give to receive what you need to receive. And be okay that what's working in your best interest will bless you and those you are assigned to, right? When I walk in a room, when I'm doing the will of God, when I'm allowing him to use me, I feel his presence. I know he's assigning me to do it. And that is a beautiful thing. Be okay. Well, what is supposed to be your measure of strength, faith, and healing? It's all right. All right? Thank you again. I want to share with you on today, there are some announcements, as you know, for our community that I want to share with you for this week. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening in. We appreciate you so much. We want you to know if this is your birthday month. We celebrate you here at Just For You and Elation Radio. We celebrate you in the month of March. I'd like to send a shout out to Carmen Jefferson Stewart, my sister. God bless you on your birthday. I want to say to Nikita Kane Hodges, God bless you on your birthday. I want to say to all of the birthdays in March, God bless you. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you've had a baby, pursued a business. Maybe you're graduating soon. Whatever your accomplishment is, we want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you for your special times of what God has done in your life for you. Also, we recognize that maybe your night, your day isn't the same. Maybe you're going through something. Maybe you need prayer. Maybe there's something else going on. Here, we want you to know we are praying for you, your family, our community, our local houses of faith, all of these things. We are praying our schools, our children, our youth. We are praying. Women, we have an important role each and every day, not just in this month, but all year long. We want our stands to be what it needs to be, that someone can see the power of what it means to have breath and to do what is in the best interest of our own lives, our families, our faith, in every aspect. We want you to know we are praying. I want you to know there's a time we're all going to come where we may have a need. It is very vital and essential to know where to find help. In the St. Louis area and across the United States, there is an organization called United Way. In the St. Louis area, we dial 211. They will refer you for what your need is and proceed with giving you the help that you need. I encourage you, the United Way. We also have you, and you can contact them also online, United Way, all right? On in the St. Louis area, we have another organization entitled the Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.com. You can find them online, and they have a group of services, programs that will meet your need, utility assistance, housing information. Listen, we have resources in the St. Louis area as well as abroad, wherever you live. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. And so here at the ULSTL.com, you can reach them for more information. We also have in our St. Louis area, the St. Louis County Library. The St. Louis County Library, that's flcl.org. Listen, don't go to sleep. I tell you guys this every week. Don't go to sleep on your local library. They are more than books and movies. You have educational programming. You have special guests. You have special events. And listen, there's so many opportunities for you to grow in your gift and grow in what you're doing. They even have private rooms that you can go and study. Listen, the library is so much more than what we sometimes give it credit for. I want you to know there's special services for seniors. If they are inbound, if they are wanting to rent a book or get a movie, there are services available. For more information on our St. Louis County Library, that's flcl.org. And they have more than you can imagine. They also have rooms. They have so much to offer. There are programs for youth after school where they'll receive a special meal after school. I think it's between 3:30 and 5:30. Great information. While they're sitting there studying, they can get a snack and a meal. So before they get home, they'll be taken care of. And listen, caretakers can appreciate that. So I want you to pay attention to those announcements. I want to also share there are other things that are coming up that you may want to participate in. Find your local programming that has a lot of information in the community. We have announcements and different papers. We have our own St. Louis American paper. We have various ways of getting information for community involvement. We offer, if you have a community announcement, that you can send that to us on Facebook at Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, and that is W-R-I-G-H-T on Facebook. That's, let me spell it again, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T on Facebook. You can also send them to me via email at leading like you're leading someone, Wright at gmail.com. I want you to know your events, your projects, whatever you have, is going to be inspiring, helpful to our community. We welcome you to send them to us for us to read. We know they're coming up over the weekend. There are many, many events that are coming up. We want you to feel comfortable to send those in to us that we can read them all for you for the upcoming dates that you have, right? Also, if you have a prayer request, please send them in. We'll be more than happy to pray for you, pray with you. Just let us know. On Wednesdays. You can definitely meet us back here at on Elation Radio, and the time is 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, please join us for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly with Pastors Don and Michelle Wright on Facebook Live. The time is 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, on every fourth Friday, we know it's Women's Month, but listen, I want to tell you about the Women of Elation Radio. We have our own page. It's From Ashes to Beauty on Clubhouse. We welcome the community to join in with us. We're on the fourth Friday of every month, where we share wisdom, expertise, the word. We share, and we want you to join in with us. We share a lot from personal expertise, business expertise. As women of God, we share it all. So please join us From Ashes to Beauty on Clubhouse at 9 o'clock p.m. and that's Central Standard Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every fourth Friday of the month. All right? We're looking forward to you joining us. And also, if you don't have the page, you're not a member of From Ashes to Beauty, please download on Clubhouse if you're not there currently. And if you are, look for our group, join it for more information. We want to also tell you that every year we're preparing for servant leaders. We want you to know we are watching, we're looking, and we're paying attention to those who serve their community, not just for a photo op, but because it's in their heart. So we definitely want to keep you up to date on more information about that, as well as we encourage you to be a blessing in your community. Use your gifts in your community. Again, someone is waiting on you. There are many things that are happening again in the St. Louis area. We encourage you to utilize your social media to share with us all what is going on in your community. Send your announcements to us. We want to hear about it. We want to know what's working well in the community and how it is working well. So please, by all means, if you'd like to also be a guest on Just For You, we encourage you to reach me via Facebook or at leadingright@gmail.com. We'll be glad to look over your information and get back with you. We really, really appreciate our community. And that's not just in the St. Louis area. That is St. Louis area and abroad. So I thank you so much for joining us on today on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I do want you to know, please keep in mind that there are other happenings. I'm going to check this sheet one more time just to make sure I haven't overlooked something here, because I want you to receive and have all the information that you need for this week. All right? I don't see the other announcement. I don't see it. But I do encourage you to please continue to contact us, and we'll be glad to answer your inquiries, okay? I want to pray us out. I want to say thank you again to my Shiro, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. You know how much I love you, and all of our Elation family, to you, the community, the listeners. We thank you for taking time out of your schedule to listen in to the Just For You podcast. We don't take it for lightly. We know there are many things you could be doing, and we thank you. If you're listening to the replay, we want to say thank you to you as well. We appreciate you taking time, listening in to Just For You, and we appreciate the fact that you chose Elation Radio to listen to. I want to share with you, this isn't the only podcast on Elation Radio. We have various ones. We're on mostly all the digital platforms. Look up Elation Radio. You can find me under Just For You with Pastor Michelle Wright. But you will also find other podcasts that are there as well that you can listen to. And we thank you for taking time to check that out. Now, without any further ado, we're going to pray us out. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for hearing and for answering prayer. We thank you for strength. We thank you for help. We thank you for wealth. We thank you for the opportunity to be trusted with our gifts and talents that you may use us all for your glory. We thank you for our special guests. We ask that you bless Be Well Cafe, and we ask that you continue to make ways out of no ways for all that are following the things that you've given them to do. We ask, oh God, there might be one struggling today that don't understand where they are or how to get to where they need to be. Would you give clarity, understanding, wisdom, that they may hear, understand, and see your plan for their lives. We pray for all afflicted today that you, the divine healer, will heal. And as you give wisdom for healing, that we hear and understand what we must do to continue to heal in you. We thank you. We pray for needs to be met wherever they are, that there be a realm that there is a surplus for every need, a surplus for every need. And we thank you in advance. Not only that, there may be one crying, broken in spirit, one that have lost a loved one. Maybe something else has happened in their life, and they just need you. They need someone. Have your divine will in way, and we will thank you for encouraging, uplifting, strengthening, healing, providing all that we need. We say thank you, and we thank you for the listeners. Continue to be with them, lead them, guide them, and direct them in not only what they need now, but be with them throughout. We say thank you for it. And for any unspoken requests, we ask that you take care of those too. We depend on you. We look to you. We thank you for creating man and woman, boys and girls, that we have life. We have community around us. Thank you for every leader, spiritual leader, every pastor, everyone that you've assigned in this life. We say thank you for being who you are and doing what you do best. Not only forgive us of our sins, give us hearts to forgive, and we will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I thank you again for listening in to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright. I will see you, Lord willing, if he says the same, on next Wednesday, p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, and have a very blessed evening. Hallelujah.
Hey.
been good. If he's really been good, oh, he made a way. He made a way. God made any way.
And we say yes, Lord.